This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dave, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So, Dave, York County, give us an idea. I know that one of the most esteemed people there is Governor Tom Wolf, who with a proper attorney general might have had some pushback during COVID.
Catch him driving his Jeep.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's great to be here with you. I mean, I'm the, I'm the district attorney here in York. I'm a career prosecutor. I was a special assistant United States attorney. We're directly north of Baltimore here in York County. And so, when I started in the office a long time ago after my military service, and believe it or not, I worked at UPS for 8 years, all through college and law school. We were third in the state for the amount of criminal cases. And, wow. And by holding people accountable, and on the other side, by embracing what I call redemption, we've been able to lower our crime rate by 41% since the 10-year high. And our homicide rate has dropped in the city of York by 75% and our gang gun violence rate by 80%. I'm a career prosecutor. I spent my time, the vast majority of my career, in a courtroom, litigating murder cases, attempted murder of police, everything in between. And so my belief is that if our communities aren't safe, literally nothing else matters.
So as Attorney General, what would you do? You're a prosecutor now, but as Attorney General, how does the Attorney General, because frankly, we haven't seen a whole lot directly on the crime issue. John Shapiro, some of the big cases where the Catholic Church and things of that nature, I don't remember because he barely, if ever, challenged what's going on here in Philadelphia.
Right. I mean, to start with, the reality is the Attorney General in Pennsylvania, by statute, is the chief law enforcement officer. And when you, in any leadership position, you bring to that your life experiences and the things, you know, that you've done through your career. And my goal, and I think that it very simply comes down to, we have to get back to basics. If children aren't safe, if families aren't safe, I mean, right now we have 15 people dying in Pennsylvania every day, every single day, from fentanyl overdoses. And when I look at the role of the Attorney General, I think that, you know, again, we have to get back to basics. We have to work with the police. We have to work with all the prosecutors across the state. We have to work with our federal partners, and we have to do everything we can to remind violent criminals that there will be repercussions for your actions.
Now, Dan, my producer, some research tells us that you led the prosecution of Operation Sunshine. That is 100 members, over 100 members of the Sunrise, I'm sorry, of 100 members of the Latin Kings.
That's correct. Yeah, we so again, like I said, being directly north of Baltimore, and a lot of people, I mean, people talk about Philadelphia a lot. Baltimore historically is the heroin capital of the United States. And so because they have an open air drug market, similar to probably some places in Philadelphia, what happens then is, you know, that impacts every region around, every county. And so we went after a gang, the Latin Kings, that was trafficking heroin into York County, and in particular York City and surrounding counties. And so we, you know, I think the, for people with severe, you know, addiction, we got to get them help. But at the same time, if we don't aggressively go after the supply through attacking the traffickers, I mean, we're in deep trouble. And so that's what we did. We collaborated with all of law enforcement. It was a multi-year investigation. And through that, we were able to remove a violent threat to the citizens here in our community. And it's that type of mindset is what I'm going to bring to the office of Attorney General.
We're talking with Dave Sunday, Republican candidate for Attorney General. Dave, the biggest issue on the minds of listeners right now, up and down the line, every day we have another foray in this, is voter integrity. Getting back to that, we restore confidence in the election cycle. How do you see the role of the Attorney General in those kinds of things?
Well, so to begin with, again, we go back to, you know, what does the law permit the Attorney General to do? And with regard to election integrity, I can tell you how I handled it in, you know, the county I'm at as the elected DA. And very simply, you know, we investigated credible allegations of criminal wrongdoing. And what happens is when you actually investigate those cases, and even if the outcome shows that maybe there wasn't a crime, you are showing the citizens that you care enough about this to do the job, to actually do the job. And what I think happens is, you know, one of the worst things you can do is tell someone that you don't matter, regardless of who that is. You don't matter. Your opinion doesn't matter. That's what happened here. And so I think that as Attorney General, so right now, just so you know, I'm on the executive board of the District Attorneys Association. I'm very blessed to be the education and training chair. And so I look forward to working with DAs all throughout Pennsylvania to continue to provide education on election laws and to investigate credible theft, allegations of criminal activity side by side with them.
Absolutely. Dave, your website, where do we find all things Dave Sunday?
It's www.davesundayforag.com.
Dave, thank you, and we hope to get you back on certainly before the election. This is a major race. The thing I would underline, I know your opponent had him on socially in that manner, fine guy, but no trial experience that I know of, nothing. I don't know that he's ever prosecuted any of these cases. To be Attorney General, you have a big stable of lawyers to quarterback that on these big issues that really affect all of us. You need to have your type of experience.
I mean, that's absolutely critical. So my opponent, not only has he never been a prosecutor, he's never been a defense attorney, he's never been a civil litigator, he's never been in a courtroom. And, you know, when you look at this job, you know, every decision you make could ultimately lead to a courtroom. You are running an office of attorneys. And if you have never been in a courtroom, and if you've never looked at a jury, and if you've never litigated cases, there's no way for you to ever understand the path that they can take and how to make those right decisions. And so what you'll do is rely upon what you know. And what we can't have is an attorney general who only knows politics. We need an attorney general who understands how to fight for victims, how to fight against violent criminals, how to protect seniors, how to help get fentanyl off our streets and do the things. I mean, I have a son who's in fourth grade, and I'm very afraid of the world that he's got to grow up in. And that's one of my motivating factors for doing this. I mean, this is mission-based for me. And so, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time, and I look forward, God willing, to fight for the citizens all throughout Pennsylvania.
Producer Dan has a question for you, Prosecutor Sunday. Go ahead, Dan.
Fascinated that you're a York County DA and dealt with a lot of what went down in Baltimore. Both Dom and I, big fans of The Wire. And you say that you're a member of the DA organization. And I got to put you on the spot here. Here in Philadelphia, a guy that rears his head over and over again, DA Larry Krasner. It's almost like he's creating a situation like we saw down in Baltimore that spurned The Wire and that you had to clean up. And I'm just curious, do you have a plan going into this to, deal with what we're seeing here in Philadelphia? Or is that something that we'll hear about when the time comes? What's your plan there?
I think that's that's an unbelievably important question. And there's a multi-pronged answer to that. And to begin with, people need to realize that, number one, obviously, the citizens of Philadelphia are tremendously impacted by crime. But, you know, when you look at criminal justice and you look at crime, especially in like a state like Pennsylvania, it's really an ecosystem. We're all connected. And so, for example, you know, when crime's out of control in a certain area, it impacts everyone. And, you know, as Attorney General, the citizens of Philadelphia will be my constituents, and I'll fight for them just like I would anyone else. So to start with, you got to get to basics. You have to collaborate with the police. So right off the bat, what can we do as the attorney? What can I do as Attorney General to help you, the police officers in Philadelphia, to get the job done? You know, what can I do to assist there? You look at the SEPTA prosecutor. Does the SEPTA prosecutor have all the appropriate resources to ensure that they are enforcing the law and appropriately prosecuting criminals? You know, what can we do through the powers of the Attorney General with regard to corrupt organizations? which is a state RICO statute. You know, are there any types of investigations that need to take place? And I just think there's just tons of tools in the toolbox, but you have to have the will and the desire to do it. And I have both.
Absolutely. Dave Sunday, thank you. Thanks very much for joining us.
It was great to be here. I appreciate it, you guys, very much. Thank you so much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.